Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
Okay, good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Isaiah.
How we doing?
Good.
Oh, you yeah, need your...
I can't air. Now I hear you. Now okay. I hear me. I
yes,
like to hear
good.
Myself.
I know. That's always an important thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're doing Tradio this morning.
And we have rain in the forecast.
And we have a lot of rain in the forecast.
All right.
Batten down the hatches, everyone.
Yeah.
Again, we're doing our buy-sell trade. That's you can give us a call here if you've got something to say. At 907-772-3808.
So, I'm not ignoring you, Isaiah. I'm just looking at the weather app here on the phone.
Oh yeah, no. It's okay. It's always good to get a second point of reference.
Well, I think this is probably what you read, though. I'm pretty sure this is, 9,500% chance rain. Highs 50-50. Yeah, that's about right for 10 days. We have a low of a 50% chance of rain though come next Sunday, not this Sunday. So it's the percentages are decreasing a little.
So you're hearing it here, folks. Things are looking up.
Yeah, we're looking up the percentages, but the temperature is staying right at highs around 50. Right.
It's pretty mild. And right here, the studio, it's 56 degrees.
Yeah. But that's okay. If it makes you feel any better where I'm going, I just looked up that too, and today it's sunny, partly cloudy, but then starting tomorrow for 10 days, it's rainy, all the way through the following Friday.
Well, so clearly Joe wants to read the weather next time.
Yeah, this is where I'm going. I mean, I'm taking off Monday, but the only difference in that is the high is 30 degrees higher, so it's warmer rain.
So...
Yes.
Everyone, in case you're wanting to know what Joe's weather forecast is for his bright and sunny future.
For Hilo.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. So we have some callers we should probably take. That'll just be a minute here.
We got to have some customers.
I know. Busy. Okay. Caller on line one, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning. Do you copy?
Yep.
Hey, this is Fred Sharp, and I want to say thanks to those who responded in a previous version of Tradio to a call for satellite dishes for humpback whale research out at Five Finger Lighthouse.
Good.
And this coming Tuesday, we'll be discussing our findings on the whale's low-frequency, elephant-like, far-traveled aerial rumbles. Mm-hmm. And although these sounds apparently are new to science, they no doubt are familiar to many of you who work and live and play around our marine wilds. I would love to hear your impressions first, followed by some slides, sounds, and science. We'll be having this meeting will be Tuesday, 6:30, for a meet and greet, followed by a lecture at 7 o'clock, the 23rd, this Tuesday.
And where's the meeting?
The public library.
At the library, okay. And that's... Okay, Tuesdays, and is this the group? What is the organization that we're meeting?
The organization is we're calling it the Aerial Signals Project.
Okay,
we're essentially unaffiliated, and there's a couple of local researchers involved too, mm-hmm. Joe Quicklin and Don and Bree Dury.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're looking for. Anything? I mean, I didn't quite get what you're searching for people that might have in their archives.
He's found it.
Oh, you did.
Yeah,
or you found the dishes, right? But I think you thought you were looking for photos or comments or something.
Well, yes, we're looking for people's experience with these sounds.
Okay.
If they were willing to come and share them at the meeting, that would be really helpful for us. Getting a better handle on these unusual signals.
Uh-huh. Well, cool. Well, yeah, Joseph, you must have found the right size dishes, because I when I was taking the calls that day, and I said I had one that's it's the bigger DirecTV, so you probably didn't want that bigger dish, I guess.
Well, we wound up with a couple of configurations. Thank
Perfect.
You very much.
Perfect.
And it was a lot of fun trying to push our microphones down into the infrasonic range.
I bet.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting
neat.
Stuff, and that's next Tuesday, huh?
Yeah.
Roger that. See you there. Bring your story.
Thanks, Fred.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, and then we've got a caller on the line, too. You are on the air.
Good morning. It's Doug.
Hey, Doug.
So, Sun's in Norway hat, open to the public. Doors open at 6, games start at 7. The brain, mouth, work. Halftime snack is pepper steak.
Oh, yeah, pepper steak.
Right.
Remember that.
And then I'm running towards the end, so I'm starting to really high-grade stuff. And so if you are going to come look for treasures at my storage clearance, do it soon, because I have a lot of stuff to dispose of. To find homes or dispose of.
Mm-hmm. And those hours are most days 10
10-ish
to 2.
10-ish till 2-ish.
Yeah.
Although, you know, depending on the day, and we're on 10-ish till 2-ish
mm-hmm.
most days, except for Sunday and then on Sunday. And if you want to come on Sunday, give me a ring and we'll arrange something.
Okay. And number, Doug?
518-0045.
Have you been getting much response? People showing up?
Not nearly as much as I would have liked.
Sure. Yeah, that's always the case. But hopefully somebody will rehome some of that stuff so it doesn't have to go into the...
Well, some of it's out homes, but not nearly enough.
Right. Well, you had quite a collection.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, good luck, Doug.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks, Doug.
Have a good one.
You too.
Okay, and then now we've got another caller on line one. You are on the air.
Hi, this is Ann calling for the Humane Association.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, we still have 6 really cute, healthy, happy cats that need a home, kittens that need a home. And if anybody is interested in adopting a kitten, they can call 907-518-1091. Their photos are on our Facebook page. They're up to date on all vaccinations, and they're due to be neutered at the end of this month.
Okay. 6 kittens. Are they all the same litter?
No, they're
nope.
different ones.
Different,
all different ones,
different
yeah.
Different colors, size, shapes, and configurations, huh?
Yeah, they're not little kittens. They're I forget how old they are, but they're, I don't know, 3 months.
Okay,
like
so,
that.
But that's still a kitten.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're still kittens. They're super cute, playful. They've
mm-hmm.
been handled a lot. They're really, really good kittens. We just haven't had an adoption for a few months now, so we really need to move them along. Our shelter's full.
Okay.
And we can't take any more in until we place some.
Right.
Good luck.
And it's a $60 adoption fee, which is a really good deal,
mm-hmm.
especially
yeah.
if they're going to be neutered already.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. I'm glad you said
so
that.
Again,
I just was wondering if people were calling saying they could just get a kitty for free. So.
Yeah. No. And so, yeah. So, again, their photos are on our Facebook
mm-hmm.
page, and they can call our cell phone at 907-518-1091.
Got it.
And then on a personal note, if anybody is interested in adopting a dog,
mm-hmm.
Just let me know. Message me on Facebook. I've got a line on any kind of dog you would ever want. They're like probably 20 online right now at my friend Janine's place up there in Naniac. And she rescues dogs from the villages that are going to be culled.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all really good dogs.
And call that same number or call you?
You could call me for that number.
Okay.
I mean, sorry, 907.
Okay.
77, I'm sorry, 907-650-7811.
Mm-hmm. 7811.
Mm-hmm. And you could just pop them on a plane, and they come down on Ace Cargo and arrive at City Cargo. It usually costs about $150, and that's the only fee. And they'll all be vaccinated.
Wow. Nice.
That's great.
So did that that lead dog that you were had a couple weeks ago, is that gone?
A pending home in Juneau.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that when she gets back from traveling in mid-October, then I'll send her up.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that'll work out.
That was a good-looking dog.
Yeah, she's wonderful. So sweet.
Mm-hmm.
They all are.
Yeah.
I think I've found home, sir, 8 dogs this year.
Good.
From her, and everybody loves the dogs they adopted. So.
Are these all rescue dogs or old sled dogs from up in north there? Or what where's their, origination?
Yeah. Yeah, Janine Faulkner is an unheard-of legend in our state who flies her Cessna to the villages up there and picks up all the dogs that are dumped at the puppies that are dumped at the dumps and sleddies that are no longer wanted by kennels. And she takes them to her homestead outside of Antioch there.
Uh-huh.
And finds homes and shelters and people who can help her find homes for them all. She does it all on her own dime.
Bless her. Yeah,
absolutely awesome lady.
Yeah. That's what, Isaiah, that's what happens when you can't pull a sled anymore.
Yeah. And also she's been working with the villages for like 12 years. She got 350 dogs just last year. So.
Wow.
Good for
her. They have problems up there in the villages.
Sure.
There are some volunteer spay-neuter clinics that happen, but they can't get to all the villages all the time, and it happens fast.
Yeah,
and the villages up there, they do calls, where they just round them up, and yeah. So,
and
oftentimes the puppies end up at the dump. So
that's sad.
It is sad, but at least there's this awesome lady doing this good work, and I'm just trying to help her out. She can't keep doing it if she doesn't find homes. Anyway, if anybody's interested in a dog.
Thanks, Ann.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ann. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. And now we've got another caller on line 2. You are on the air. Hello?
Isaiah...
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Oh, I was still the line 1.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no problem. This is Craig Olson, and I'm calling to call about the chess club. It's going to be today, the first meeting of the chess club at the library from 4 to 6. It'll be in the Ruth Sandvik conference room, adults only 16 years and older. For the first meeting, and the library has chess sets and that, and I hope to see some people there. I hope to see you there and that, and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to be on Tradio this afternoon.
On Street Beat.
On Street Beat, thank you, at 12:45. And Sunday is going to be solstice, and it's in the U.S., there's a big celebration of Sun Day, and that's all things renewable. And so we're going to play some tunes and just talk about some of the things happening with renewables. It's a big deal here over on Kuprinoff and that, and try and have some fun and think about the sun anyway as it disappears for us.
Yes, yes. Well, good thing that there's also wind power, huh?
Uh-huh. So where's the gathering?
Oh, no, it's Street Beat.
Oh, it's on... Oh, that's what he's going
to... So Street Beat, and then from what I understand, is it's there's a theme to it, which is about renewables.
That's your theme today. Okay, I thought you were having a get-together and having music and... Yeah, got it. Okay, good thing Isaiah's listening. Thanks, Craig.
Okay, thank you guys, and we'll see you there this afternoon.
Yeah, hear you shortly, Craig.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll have to listen to Craig's show again today just to see what he brings forth.
Yeah. Here comes the sun.
Here comes the sun. We wish.
Yeah. So now we have another caller. You are live, and you're on line 1.
Hello, is that me?
Hi.
Hi, this is Pia.
Oh, hi, Pia.
Yeah.
Hi. Hey, I am in need of some blue PEX dash B, half inch. We're kind of low on that, so we need about 25 feet of that line. If anybody has any, can you please call me? And my number is 907-518-0678.
678.
So blue PEX line.
Yeah, for regular water line, half inch.
Yeah, half inch.
So what if they had red?
Nope.
Well, it's the same pipe, isn't it? No.
Yeah, but it's very confusing when
red,
it comes to
I know. I'm just messing with you, Pia.
So blue hot pipe water dash B half an inch. Yeah, thank you. 25 feet. If anybody has any, that'd be great.
Right on.
Thanks.
Okay. Good luck, Pia.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't mean to throw that out there. You know, I just thought I know P. And I figured that, but yeah, okay. That is.
But cold. You didn't ask about green. You know, there's a whole other. I guess green's not a primary color.
No, well, it's red and blue. You know, it's hot water, cold water is what it is.
Oh, is that what it's for?
Well, okay. It's identifying. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no.
It's good stuff. But yeah, it looks like they came up just a little short down there.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, 20 feet short.
Yeah, well, that's not bad, really. Somebody doing a whole house is kind of gotta get them all. But it's hard to just go get 25 feet. I don't think you can, like, I think at like if your place was a Home Depot or something, you can just go buy 25 feet. I don't know if you can do that here. You probably got to buy a 100-foot roll or something like that.
Right, right. Well, I have an announcement to read, or an in search of, on behalf of someone else. Someone is looking for kefir grains. Am I reading that right?
Kefir
grains. Well, kefir, kefir.
Yeah.
Kefir, you know, tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Kefir grains. Yeah. So someone is looking for kefir grains, and if you know of, if you have some, or know where someone might get some, you can call or text 907-518-4220.
4220. Know what kefir is, Isaiah?
It's like a yogurt almost, like a fermented.
It's really, probiotics and all this stuff.
Yeah.
We loosely. My wife used to make kefir. We used to keep it because you got to keep it like.
Really.
Like sourdough and stuff that you keep it rolling.
Uh-huh.
And it was good. And
that is so cool. It's like perpetual soup, but it's a dairy product.
Yeah. You gotta take the, it's like make curds. I don't know. Like I said, she'd explain it better, but if she could, but kind of quit that. Used to do that. She did it all the time. And it was good stuff. You know, you get a couple cups, but you got to keep on top of it.
And what's the input? Milk.
I guess. I never watched.
Uh-huh.
But she shared it. I got to drink some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, KFSK has a very small announcement. We have put up a new corkboard. And so if people have photos of happenings and anything related to KFSK or community kind of events, photos that they want to put up here in the studio, print them out, bring them on by. We'll stick them up. And, you know, it can be fun. You can collage it a little bit.
We go at, digging through your photos sometimes if somebody's got printed photos or even on their phone, looking at old events that KFSK did, whether it be the the fundraiser banquet here, mm-hmm. the meeting, or the money pile, or whatever the games they used to do on the 4th of July, or still do.
Yeah,
you know, stuff like that. It's kind of cool just to say, you know, see the staff there doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. So if anyone has those photos, those would be very well appreciated. It would add a bright of color to our gray days.
Yeah, yeah. No, the photos you have on the wall just tell a big history. You know, you always look at that. I look at it still sometimes and see some of the people that have been here since the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's pretty
Yeah,
pretty
I mean, we're coming up on 50 years in a couple years or something like that. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Much longer than I've been alive.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, for sure. I know. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Okay, caller on line one. You are on the air.
Yes, good morning, guys. Say, I have some rope in the back of my truck for freezies. It would be great for pulling out logs. It's the nylon. It's heavy duty nylon rope, and if it doesn't go to somebody, it's going to go to the dump. So, and if you go to the dump, I think you have to pay for it. So, you come and get it out of the back of my truck, you get it for free.
Nice.
And this is Diane Marsh at 804 Joa.
Yep. So have you pretty much, other than now, less a little rope left, got most of rid of the stuff you most you wanted to?
Yeah, there's, oh, I don't know how many feet. There's some, there's a lot of rope in the lines.
Mm-hmm. So. A lot of line, yeah. Okay, is anybody's interested in any? Go up to 804 Joa.
Yeah, or just give me a call, 772-3208.
Okay.
Oh, great. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Ann.
Yep, bye.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that was a pretty good Friday. So how about we do a round out and maybe we'll see if anyone else calls.
Okay, we can do that. Well, we started off with Fred Sharp called, and he had thanks to the response for somebody looking for dishes. They were looking for dishes, so somebody produced a few. So mine are still hanging in my yard.
not eating dishes, parabolic dishes.
Satellite dishes, sorry. And, so they did find some. They got it, and they are, you know, in place, I guess, and they're just looking for somebody to tell their experiences with the sounds of the ocean, I guess. Tuesday at 6:30, the 23rd, at the Public Library. It's called the Aerial Signal Project. So if anybody's interested in that or has any input to that, welcome to come to the library at 6:30 on the 23rd and share. Doug called. Sons of Norway has bingo. Doors open at 6, starts at 7. Pepper steak, still on the menu. Sounds good. And also, Doug had his ongoing rummage sale, I guess we'll call it, at the Salvation Army, an overflow of stock. Most days from 10 to 2. He can go there if he's available on Sundays, if you call him. Or any other times, I've called Doug at 907-518-0045. I guess if I remember from Wednesday, he's closing out. He's got to get out of there by the end of next week, I think.
Yep, end of next Friday.
Yeah, so he's got. So if you're interested in any treasures, you know, just go walk through. Every piece you take is one less piece probably going to be in the waste stream. So, and there's got to be something there you want.
Yeah.
Or need.
Uh-huh. And even if you don't know yet, you might.
Like I said, I try to avoid it much, but we went to a rummage sale yesterday. I didn't think we needed anything, but my wife found a bunch of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Ann called, and they have 6 cute kittens for sale, or for the giveaway. They're giveaway, but it's $60 adoption fee. They're all neutered and up to date on shots, so that's $60 is one shot if you've ever taken your pets to the vet. So it's a good deal. If you got interested, 907-518-1091. There's photos can be seen on the Humane Society Facebook page. And also she's saying if you have any interest in adopting a dog, contact her at 907-650-7811. Because they're in touch with this lady up north that has dogs, and you can get a dog down here, and they think it's just you only pay the fee for Alaska Airlines to get it here.
Yeah,
the rest of that, and they're up to date on their shots also too, and I believe they're also I don't think they're neutered.
I think they are.
Are they? Well, you'd have to ask Ann that. Yeah. But if they are, But yeah, if you're interested in a dog, I've seen some of the dogs that have come out of here that people are adopting, the rescue dogs from this place up north, and they're good dogs. They're nice, unfriendly, and healthy. Usually, most of them are pretty healthy. Craig called. Chess club first meeting tonight, 4 to 6. Ruth Sandvik room at library. Bring your game, 16 and older.
Yeah,
Isaiah's chomping at the bit here. He's ready to go.
Yeah, if you can't tell, I'm foaming a little bit.
We won't say that. I wasn't going to say that. Pia called. She's in search of some blue PEX piping. Half inch. She needs approximately 25 feet. So if you had a project and you got 25 feet of PEX or more, give her a call at 907-518-0678. And we had a caller in line in search of kefir grains. And if you have any and you can part with them, call 907 518 4220. And Diane Marsh called. She's got still a pile of rope in her truck now, and there's still some up at the end of Joa Street. If you're interested, you can go up to 804 Joa and look at it, or call Diane at 772-3208.
All right. Well, that was a good roundup. And we have one more caller.
Okay,
it looks
well,
like.
Good. Who?
I don't know. All right. Line one, you are on the air.
Hi, this is Connie, and I am looking for a couple of wooden chairs to go with a dining room table that I have. I just need two, but if there's four, that would be great, too. My phone number is 503-484-0179.
484-0179? 503-484-0179. Got it. Here's some wooden chairs for a dining room.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, they don't have to be fancy.
Okay.
Just something to sit on is great.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Connie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right. Yeah.
Here we go.
I know. That was a pretty good Friday.
Good Friday, yes.
Much better than Chris and I last week. We were.
Oh, I saw that. That was sad.
We were punting
that
for a while.
That was sad. I looked at that when I came here Wednesday, and I mean, you guys, what were you doing for 15 minutes.
Oh, you know.
I don't remember whether I listened on Friday or not.
But anyway, yes. Good luck to everyone who's in search of things. And thank you to my host, Joe Bertagnoli.
Yes. Perfect.
Thank you. I've been working on it. I've been practicing.
See you in a month.
Good. And have a lovely trip.
I'll be listening.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see who my fill-in is, if they're, you know,
worthy. If they're up to par.
Or I will call.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll call anyway. and that's the beauty of this internet.
Yeah, call in, just say hi.
Well, the beauty of the internet and all that, too, is I do listen to KFSK wherever I am.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can just punch it in on your phone, listen
live. On the stream, tune in is a good way to do that for people.
Yeah, no, it's perfect.
Yeah, and actually, I know we're kind of wrapping up, but we do have another caller. Caller on line one, you are on the air.
Hey there, nothing new. Just wanted to confirm the details for the PSA for the Petersburg Friends and Neighbors meeting. I only caught the tail end. But that meeting is 5:30 to 7:30. 5:30 is when the potluck starts, and then 6 p.m. is when the meeting starts.
Okay.
And we will be doing a little bit of debrief, and then that's also our steering meeting time. Just wanted to make sure.
And remind me what day that is again?
That's on the 23rd.
That's on the 23rd.
It's got to be there, Isaiah.
Yeah, it is, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, right. Thanks very much. Tuesday the 23rd.
Tuesday the 23rd, 5:30 to 6:30, 5:30 food starts, 6 p.m. meeting time.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Leah.
Thank you. Yep. All right. Take care. See ya.
Bye.
You do have a PSA in the pile. I know I've heard it.
Yeah, it's
times.
In there.
Okay.
Just finding it under pressure.
Yeah.
Under the watchful
days. Well, that's part of the training here. You got to take the heat and work under pressure.
Yeah, not crack.
So not trying to make chit-chat, but I guess you had a little fun last night.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Julie was telling me as it came in the door, it was
Julie
frustrating.
And I were kind of burning the midnight oil. With the automation here, and so Tony Bennett saved the day,
right?
Actually, figured out the right kind of timing that would work, so we could still get all the headlines.
I thought Tony Bennett was dead. Oh, I'm thinking.
Oh, it was a recording. It was a singer. Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, I had not. Embarrassingly, I've not actually heard of Tony Bennett, the guy who did "Fly Me to the Moon." I know. Oh. I mean, I know of Frank Sinatra, but Tony Bennett, I just didn't know.
See my temples throbbing there, Isaiah?
I can see the veins popping out.
Younger guys got to get to know some of these older singers. They were classics.
Uh-huh.
You know? Not that I listen to a lot of classical music, but guys like Tony Bennett and, you know, Frank Sinatra, they're still worthy for us.
Yeah.
To listen to.
Yeah, and so you would have caught them last night as Julie and I were trying to figure out what happened on the airwaves. But we got it all sorted, and it should be fixed for next time.
Cool.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. All right. You'll run into those things here.
Yeah, it happens. Little brush fires.
Exactly.
They come up. And I think in every profession there's brush fires.
Absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Thanks, Isaiah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Joe. Everyone, you've been listening to Tradio. That's our buy sell trade. We'll do another one Wednesday, and sadly, Joe B will not be with us.
Yeah.
So we'll have another
spirit.
Host in spirit. Yeah. In spirit. Yes. We'll have some donor announcements, and then I'll come in with the song and then the Jet Report in a few minutes here. Thanks for tuning in.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, the sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.